City and state officials recently celebrated the ceremonial groundbreaking of a new high school in Pittsfield. Planning for the school extended through three mayoral administrations.
We celebrate much more than concrete or bricks or steel. We celebrate potential. We celebrate hope. We celebrate that we believe that Pittsfield has a positive economic and social vision that we can achieve.
Jason McCandless is the fifth Pittsfield Public Schools superintendent to work on the Taconic High School project that started about a decade ago. Following talk of combining with Pittsfield High School on one campus, the decision was made to build a new Taconic and demolish the existing school, which was built in 1969. Taylor Heber is a senior at Taconic, home to about 775 students.
It's about giving students a place to learn where the temperature won't change 15 to 20 degrees in each classroom, where sopping wet ceiling tiles won't come crashing down around us, and where students with disabilities will have equal access to all areas of the building.
The 246,500 square foot building is designed with vocational and technical skills in mind. Area political and business leaders have cited a skills gap among young people as one of the top regional issues. State Treasurer Deborah Goldberg heads the Massachusetts School Building Authority, which approved $74 million for the new school.
As we work with local communities, that the educational plan and the structure of the buildings were conducive to teamwork, to collaborative workspaces, to flex workspaces, and very importantly, the 21st century technology and science labs.
Although she won't see the finished product as a Taconic student, Hebert says the new school will put its learners on equal footing with kids at other technical schools across the state.
4 years ago, I chose to enroll at Taconic because of the career and technical opportunities offered here. Although I presumed I would go into the culinary arts or health technology program, during freshman rotations, I found that I very much enjoyed welding. I was ultimately accepted into the metal fabrication program, and I learned so much more than I could have anticipated.
As the Pittsfield City Council was reviewing the school's design and funding formula, some in the community called for a citywide vote on building the school. That never came about, and in April 2015, all 11 city councilors approved borrowing nearly $121 million for the project. Linda Tyer succeeded Dan Bianchi, who attended the groundbreaking, as Pittsfield's mayor in January.
It's tempting sometimes to think that when communities fall on difficult financial times, to dial back the investments. I happen to believe that that is precisely when you should invest. It is now that we need to build this school for our future learners.
Work on Valentine Road has already started, making some of Taconic's athletic fields unusable. The new school is expected to open in September 2018. Reporting from Pittsfield, this is Jim Lavoulis at WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle.